This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, the final part of a message from Psalm 51, one of the 7 prayers that can change your life, a prayer of David, confessing his sin to the Lord. And it can be your prayer that you make even today as you read Psalm 51 aloud to the Lord. I conclude with a story about the death of my father and about being asked by my mother to share something at his funeral that I thought was corny. It was old-fashioned, but it spoke the truth to a lot of people when they heard it. Maybe it'll speak some truth to you. God bless you.
My dad died August 2nd, as many of you know. And the morning of the funeral on August 6th, my mom handed me this piece of paper, and she said, "I want you to read at Dad's funeral today." And I said, "Okay." I don't read poetry in my sermons. I've never been one for poetry. I just can't get into that. It's not condemning anybody else who does, but I just don't read poetry. But I'm going to read to you what I read at my dad's funeral. It was my dad's favorite piece of poetry, and I'll tell you why I think it was, because it spoke to him personally. When you hear it, you'll know why. "'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it hardly worth his while to waste his time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. What am I bid, good people? He cried. Who starts the bidding for me? $1, $1, do I hear two? $2, who makes it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three. But no, from the room far back, a gray-bearded man came forward and picked up the bow. Then wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up the strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as the angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, What now am I bid for this old violin, as he held it aloft with its bow? 1,000. 1,000. Do I hear two? 2,000. Who makes it three? 3,000 once, 3,000 twice, going and gone, said he. The audience cheered, and some of them cried, We don't understand. What changed its worth? Swift came the reply, The touch of the master's hand. And many a man with life out of tune, all battered with bourbon and gin, is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like that old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, he's going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd doesn't understand the worth of a soul and the change that is wrought by the touch of the master's hand." That's what Psalm 51 is all about, the touch of the master's hand. God created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Every week of the 7-week series on 7 prayers to change your life, I give you an assignment. I want you to take 10, 11, and 12. And today, get alone and say this. Pray to the Lord, God, create in me a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And the other verses that follow. It can change your life beginning today. Pray this prayer. Live this prayer. Believe this prayer to make a difference. The touch of the master's hand. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for Psalm 51 and its power in our lives today. May it speak to a man here today who didn't expect anything to happen today. A woman came today and didn't expect anything to happen of significance. But today, you're speaking to their spirit right now, in this moment, about their need for forgiveness, realizing it's the greatest need in life is not to be happy, it's to be forgiven. My greatest need is not to get what I want, it's to get what I need, the forgiveness of Christ and a new heart that only you can give. Bless this decision time, middle service today, in Jesus' name, amen.
Well, what could happen if you were to pray that prayer, Psalm 51, 10 through 12 today? Why don't you find out? Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.